Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 457th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. Happy 25th anniversary. We are got a loaded show for you. There's so much news that I brought in Greg.
Yeah, I'm excited to finally talk about something 25th anniversary Pokemon related. That's not shiny cards, not you flexing. Not you ratting me out and spoiling my good name to Twitch. How dare you?
Wait, what did
say
I do?
That I show you overpriced houses. I show you aspirational living.
Oh, what did he do?
Oh, he spent an entire Twitch stream dragging my good name through the mud.
That's
what he did.
That's true.
And then he said I could never live with him or you. And he said he could never live with you either.
That's
he just
true.
Drag us through the mud.
Oh, it's quite the opposite. I could
we
never
could
live with
never
him.
Live with him.
Will is here.
I was going to say, like, I feel like we should have a ceremony of honor because this is probably the last time I am recording in this particular recording studio. And it
yeah.
is being retired for all time until, well,
put,
I mean,
put the curtains up. At the end, cover the pictures.
Yes.
That was a joke. There's not a lot of Pokemon news this week.
Well, I don't understand. What is the issue with... I mean, I can understand you shouldn't live with anybody because you have unnatural expectations and standards for mm-hmm. what the concept of living in a home
mm-hmm. that's true
is
yeah mm-hmm. you're 100% right,
because when I live in my home, I live here. It is my place to relax and just be a human being, not a museum for the nobody you allow into your house to come through and peer at your dustless shelving, etc. So what was the issue?
No, there was no issue.
That was Greg, what did he say?
He said that
Greg
too,
like wrote down
he
everything.
Said, I am A, too messy, which is not true because I've been to his house and I have.
Oh, I've been to his house on messy yeah. days, but of course, you know, that's not him. That's the other person that lives in the
yeah,
house,
he,
of course.
He likes to sell everybody out so that it's everybody else's problem, forgetting that I have stayed in a hotel with his messy butt.
Mm,
on
also not true.
Occasions.
Not true.
That is absolutely
I
true.
I bring my own laundry basket. I'm very structured. Here, this
yeah,
is
I
what
saw
I can
that
do.
Hotel room in Chicago.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And Seattle. With your when you have your throughout the room Instagram photo ops. This is unacceptable. He also said that, Will, that you're also too messy. We're also too messy.
No,
for
I didn't say Will was too messy.
You did too.
I'll take a picture of my side of the bed, and then I'll take a picture of Irene's side of the bed, and then apply that to the whole house.
Sus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're only taking your word for it that those things are each other's sides.
That's true. We do have some Pokemon news. There was a 6-minute Pokemon Snap trailer. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I got about 4 minutes in. I was like bored.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. It felt very well. We'll get to it. There's some Pokemon Go news, and then we have the Chilling Rains, which we kind of touched on last week, but we should talk about Chilling Rains. And then we have the Pokemon Primer stuff, which we didn't talk about, which we should. And that's pretty much all we have for the episode.
Wait, they made a remake of that time travel movie, including Pokemon?
Yeah, Pokemon Primer is very... Ooh.
Yep.
It's very hard to understand, and I've seen graphs and stuff. But wait, I've got pre-news.
Pre-news, okay.
Pre-news, what's pre-news?
Yesterday, I had to go to the Target in Edina, which okay. is now the town yeah. that I live next to. I'm next to Fancy.
Oh, way to dox yourself.
They must have had 200 of single packs of battle styles out on the shelf where anybody could have gotten them.
Did you get any?
No, I don't want no Pokemon cards.
The thing I think that most targets are doing, although I don't know if it applies to all targets, is that if it's a Pokemon item more than $20, which is a lot of Pokemon items, you can only get them on Fridays at like 3 o'clock at like the counter. And if it's under $20, they will put it on the shelf, booster packs or free game. But did your target have a limit of 3 booster packs?
I mean, it was Edina, no. because the one in Richfield, which has no Pokemon on the shelf, has a sign that says you're limited to three. But the one at Edina,
rules don't apply to them, they feel.
I don't know if we've said on the show, obviously, the Pokemon card debacle is, I did that video on YouTube, and then we talk about it all the time on Twitch, but it's not specific, like, when you go into Target, it's not specifically Pokemon cards, it's baseball cards are...
Yeah, baseball cards are gone.
Are real Magic's hot right still now. There.
Although, last I went to Magic, a lot of the Magic was gone, too. Like, their whole area was pretty empty.
Magic has been good in Milwaukee. I can find rows and rows of Magic.
Well, get me my Magic School Super Box for half price.
That's next week, buddy.
I know.
What is Magic School Super Box?
No, we're skipping that set.
All right.
We are not skipping that set. There's some good things in that set.
Yeah, I bought 4 singles and I'm done.
Let's talk about Pokemon Snap.
Okay.
Two things in regards to Pokemon Snap. There was an IGN article that actually just came out this week, and then there was that 6-minute trailer, which I put my reaction of that, and I kind of talked over that trailer and gave my impressions on that trailer on YouTube. If you want to check that out, youtube.com/PKMNcast. Boy, was that trailer kind of corporate-y.
Oh, it was a heavy-duty sales pitch, but not like in a good way.
Yeah, not like a fun, it was just...
Yeah. And at Lentil will be night sometimes.
Oh, was it
and
like
new Pokemon
come to
will
beautiful
come out.
Lentil and take yeah. pictures yep. of the yeah. many varieties of Pokemon? Do 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 do. And it's like here yeah. we have the gentle Magikarp.
Flippity Use flip, your flippity scan flippity function to find alternate paths. You can sometimes see Pokemon from behind or other angles.
This Viper is arguing with this Octillery. Oh, what yeah. will was, possibly I, happen?
I tried. Like, I swear, I did get to minute 4 before my brain went, why? Why are you doing this to yourself?
It's weird because they've been so good at, like, the video game industry has been yeah. so good at doing, like, 60-second trailers showing you stuff at a very fast pace and getting you excited. But there's like a point in the trailer that is kind of cool. It shows how like alternate paths work, which we knew there was going to be alternate paths for replayability. Although I'm very worried if there's only one alternate path per level, that's not a lot. That's not a lot, but we'll see if there's like 3 or 4 or 5 or if there's alternate paths in alternate paths. That would be cool. But there's like one point where they're underwater. So that's cool in itself. You're in the... What's it called? The Z1, the Rove 1. You're in the vehicle.
You're in the photographer canopy.
You're all underwater, which, that didn't exist in the first Pokemon Snap. I guess you were in space, though, at one point, so that's kind of cool.
Yep.
So you're all underwater, and then they get to a point where I think there's a Clawlitzer, and then there's, like, a Tentacruel, and then there's, like, the game actually pauses, and it asks you which way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't happen. In the first one, there was kind of hints at alternate paths in the first one, like how you're in the cave and then you throw the Pester Ball and then the electrode explodes and then your cart kind of goes off and it's like, it feels like an alternate path, but it's just opening up another level.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see that, you had that choice and they showed the apples and they showed like the Poke Flute, although they didn't call it Poke Flute and the apples
Melody.
Are called Fruit Fluff. I think
fruit fluff or fluff fruit. No, it's fluff fruit.
I still don't understand this Illuminati thing. Illuminati.
The Illuminati is real
because they start off the trailer saying like they're so rare, and then later in the trailer they're like here's these balls that turn them Illuminati.
So there are Illumina balls that will light up the Pokemon in new and unusual ways, But then there are Pokemon who are just naturally filled with this toxic substance.
It's Illumina energy. It is not toxic substance.
They have been mutated to be different and glowing. We all know that glowing from the 80s. Anything that glows is bad.
That was the 80s. It's 2021, Greg. Glowing is good. Feel the happiness in your heart and let it shine through you.
This is a role reversal.
Mm.
Yeah, so apparently at night or sometime you'll trigger giant illuminated Pokemon that haven't been hit by the ball. It's very confusing.
It probably makes sense once the game comes out.
I mean, they had to discover Illumina before they could make balls to trigger Illumina. Come on, now it's science.
There are also those flowers that you throw the Illumina ball in to light them up to get things to happen.
Yeah.
Those are poke flowers.
Yeah, I'm sure. The problem I think I have with the trailer, and this is coming from somebody who is very excited for this game, is I don't think that trailer sold anyone who is on the fence.
I will agree. Actually, it pushed. So there was a short trailer, or there was a short one from IGN that had pushed me towards the side of getting it. And then I literally watched this and said, nah, nope, I'm out.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it unsold me on it because I was just like, this killed my any excitement I had for this game.
So Lawson, which is a Japanese convenience store in Japan, I don't know why I felt like I had to finish that sentence. So there are a couple Japanese convenience stores. There's Family Mart, there's 7-Eleven, there's Lawson. Those are probably the biggest three. Sorry if you're in Japan and I missed one, please feel free to yell at me.
Circle K?
No?
They're missing out.
So Irene and I went to Lawson quite a few times. I think we picked up our, we got tickets to something and we picked them up at Lawson. But sometimes 7-Eleven or Lawson's or Family Mart's, they have like these vending machines in them and they're specifically only, they look like ATMs, but they're only for tickets. So like movie tickets or concerts or wrestling events. I don't think any of them had English options and or at least some of the events we want. Some events were weird because they were like you could go to the machine and get tickets. But some events, like wrestling, we went to see New Japan Pro. You had to go to a website, buy it, then it would send it to the machine, and then you go to the machine to pick it up. But you couldn't just buy it. Was I'm almost positive that like that's how they do all the movies. So like if you wanted to see what's the Zarud movie? I can't remember what it's called. Secret Coco. If you want to see Coco, you go to that machine, and then it prints out your like free Coco or your free Zarud on the receipt. That's how people were getting, codes for Zarud. So Lawson is partnering with the Pokemon Company, and they will be offering printed photos from Pokemon Snap at their machines.
Oh, it's just like Blockbuster.
Yes, yeah. I'm not sure if it's a unique machine yet, or if it's one of just the ticket machines, or if they already have photo machines. But you could just buy a color printer or you could just in America, just take your Switch photos, move them to your computer and then send them to like Walgreens.
How do I do that?
What?
How do I take my Switch photos and move them to my computer? My Switch and my computer don't talk to each other.
Yeah. You do the app the QR code. You ever do that QR code thing? It's very weird.
What are you talking about?
So you know how the Switch has like the eShop at the bottom and then has settings and then it has the photo button where you see all your screenshots?
Mm-hmm.
So you click
on the photos and you see all your screenshots and then you can either, you can send some to Twitter Facebook.
I've done that, yeah.
So they added a third button. Instead of sending to Twitter or Facebook, you can send to QR code and then you open up your phone. And then you use your phone's camera and scan the QR code and then a link pops up and then you tap the link and then it connects to a local connection and then you got to go back and hit okay and then it sends
it. Do I have to be on the same Wi-Fi as my Switch?
No, the Switch makes its own local Wi-Fi that your phone then connects to. It's really weird.
How is this secure?
Most complicated?
It's not
I'm already exhausted.
It works. I tried it. It's okay. It does what it needs to do.
I mean, I will say this. There are about 50 accidental photos of me playing Ring Fit that are on my Switch that I need to go and delete.
It's like it's like when you're playing Pokemon Go and you just have like 30 photos of like a P-Dove because you're just trying to get the heart boost.
You're just trying to clear it out. I have to go in and delete.
So this wasn't a reality as a kid, though. Well, I was a kid. You guys were adults. But
yes,
like color printers were not a thing in like, well, they were a thing in like 1990.
I had a color printer in the 80s.
Absolutely a thing.
Not like a color photo printer. They were like $500 in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, they were expensive, but they existed.
So that's why you had to go to Blockbuster. But Blockbuster was printing out, they weren't printing out photos, right? No. They were printing out stickers.
I don't remember. Because I had a very bad experience with the original Pokemon Snap, so.
Look, I would cry. I'd be the kid on the floor kicking my legs, wailing my arms because I wanted stickers of my Pokemon at Blockbuster. I'm almost positive they were stickers.
I'm looking up the Pokemon Snap station.
Look it up and look up how much it costs. Because that my parents were very, they were like, no, it's too expensive. I'm sure it was like $4.99 or something for a sticker sheet.
That's expensive. Oh, what, a sheet?
Because I'm pretty sure it printed 30 stickers.
Yeah, so they are printed stickers.
Yes.
It had a small.
Did they say what the size of the stickers were?
I mean, they're not big.
They were pretty.
I can see a picture. They were just tiny. They were probably maybe.
Probably like an inch by two, maybe?
Inch by 2 inch, yeah.
But you had to bring your... memory card or your cartridge? I think it was memory card. But I think that would be cool to, like, take your Switch photos, get some good ones, send them to Walgreens, print them, and then go, childhood, and then never probably do it again.
Yay!
Childhood! Okay, I'm quick scanning to see if they have a price listed in here.
Maybe I will decorate my new office with Pokemon Snap photos in frames.
Make it.
So you had to slot your cartridge into the machine.
It was the cartridge.
The whole cartridge. Yep.
Because some 64 games would, like very few 64 games saved to the cart, but a lot of them needed a memory card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Snap did not need a memory card.
And you would put the memory card into the controller. Wait, did you?
Was it
in the front of the N64? Yeah.
No, the front was that expansion pack for Donkey Kong or whatever.
There's no price listed in this article.
All right. Well, if you find the price, let us know. The article I have here from IGN is New Pokemon Snap. This is the title. New Pokemon Snap.
$3 a sheet.
$3
a sheet.
That's not that bad.
No, your parents were lying to you.
$3 in 2000 is like... $45 in 2021. So,
new Pokemon Snap was given to Bandai Namco because of Pokken Tournament.
What?
There's a stage in Pokken. Well, Bandai Namco made both. Yeah.
They make Katamari Damacy, greatest video game of all time. Yes, continue.
There's a stage in Pokken Tournament called Neos City, where if you take your eyes off the fighting game action for a moment, you will see a larger Pokemon, the larger Pokemon world beyond the arena. Pokemon and humans walk side by side down the street. There are shops, signs, vehicles, billboards, hint at Pokemon living together alongside humans. In another stage, a Magikarp festival is in full swing. And in another, Pokemon and humans laze about in an old city square. There's a serene Wobbuffet laying on the bench in the background. And then they kind of talk about how, you know, Pokemon in the background, you know, Seamless, Detective Pikachu, Pokemon Go, that kind of stuff. And the quote here is, Pokken Tournament utilized Bandai Namco Studios' strengths, and it made Pokemon appealing in new ways, he said. The Snap director, Suzuki. Because of this, we had another great opportunity to do something together again. This led to the development of new Pokemon Snap. We were able to talk with the original developers of the game, and we started the project. The project started with the involvement of many people. Suzuki also affirms that my theory about making Pokemon a seamless part of the world is correct. The original Pokemon Snap did this. The author is talking about themselves, but there was limited technology back 22 years ago. New Pokemon Snap can make Pokemon look better. Suzuki says, the main focus was to build a world where Pokemon actually live in the game. To do this, we first set out to create an exciting world by thinking about environments in which Pokemon live, creating the scenery detail, using the Switch's hardware capabilities to the fullest. While doing so, we tried to make Pokemon the star of the game by making them move naturally and making them feel the presence that is so fun to watch and is even more fun to take pictures. Suzuki said another key focus of the team in creating a sequel was increasing the number of Pokemon. Well, that's not a hard thing to do. The original Snap only had 63 of 151 Pokemon. Some trivia here. They meant to have 64 Pokemon because it was the Nintendo 64, but Ekans wasn't working, so they had to cut Ekans last minute. That's why there's 63. There's your trivia. Now, somewhere over... The author says there's over 800 Pokemon. Miss Rebecca, there's 898 Pokemon right now. Come on.
Yes, that's over 800 Pokemon.
What did you expect?
Just type 898.
No! I would just say there's... two less than 900 Pokemon right now.
That would be a better sentence.
That'd be more accurate. There are two less than Captain Accuracy.
We are just shy of 900 Pokemon. The number new Pokemon Snap has the opportunity to feature more. Over 200, in fact, Suzuki told Game Informer, which is what probably means what 202.
Yeah, 202. 203 tops.
298, obviously. That's what over 200 means.
898. It's over 200.
Suzuki suggests Bandai Namco was well aware of global fan interest in Pokemon Snap and points to the capabilities of the Switch was a key reason why now was a good time to make an entry. But he also notes that the ideal of photography has changed so much in the last 20 years, indicating that these shifts were also a significant motivator in bringing Pokemon Snap back. Though he didn't elaborate on this point, it is already at least somewhat visible in the photo editing mode we've seen prior to Pokemon Snap previews, as well as the shift of printing out photos at Blockbuster kiosks to share them to social media via the Switch's built-in image features. Another key change from the original Pokemon Snap that fans have maybe picked up on is the lack of Pester Balls, which were little balls that exploded purple gas when thrown at Pokemon, irritating them. The more subtle shift from apples to Fluff Fruit, an item that was thrown to entice Pokemon, and in our preview, I was told that Fluff Fruit explicitly doesn't hurt the Pokemon if it's thrown at them.
Yeah, it's fluffy. It's not hard like an apple.
Bouncy.
Oh, that makes sense. I get it now. Because getting a hit with an apple would hurt.
Yeah, it hurts.
Put simply, there's a bit more emphasis on treating Pokemon like, well, actual living creatures who don't deserve to have obnoxious, irritating gas or painful solid objects lobbed at them when they're just vibing in their natural habitats.
They just deserve to be captured and fight each other.
Suzuki didn't put that quite bluntly, but there was a humane angle to these changes. I'm sure PETA will still be very upset with this game.
They will be.
Of course, we also thought about some modern changes that would need to be made. The Pester Ball was an important element to bring out Pokemon's reactions in the Nintendo 64 version of Pokemon Snap, so we decided to add the role of the Pester Ball to the Furfruit in new Pokemon Snap. Even though Furfruit doesn't hurt when it hits a Pokemon, it makes sense
fluff
that Fluffroot. Some Pokemon don't like being hit by Fluffroot. So we designed the item to leave it up to the players whether they want to place it near the Pokemon or throw it at the Pokemon. This last paragraph here is it seems there are far more changes to what fans of Pokemon Snap might expect than are immediately apparent on the surface. In our preview, we saw the introduction of branching pathways. In the aforementioned Game Informer article, the development revealed that the player's research level will increase. Oh, we didn't talk about that in the trailer. There's like a research level. New Pokemon might appear in areas not previously seen. New exhibits of behavior weren't available from before. And with all the Pokemon in existence to choose from, new Pokemon Snap could be ripe for DLC. And any video game could be ripe for DLC. Unfortunately,
it's ripe for DLC.
Suzuki
back Photodex.
Unfortunately, Suzuki did respond to my question about this by simply telling me they had nothing to share on the topic at this time. So there's your DLC.
Spoiler.
Is that like that's like a common thing in like every interview? Like new game coming out. Is there going to be DLC
about that at this time?
Company.
Meaning if the game does really well, heck yeah.
If the game doesn't, heck no.
Heck no.
The thing I'm confused about though is What I hear a lot is people will like hack games and then they'll be like, oh, I can see all of this stuff that's going to be DLC because it's in the code for the main game. Does it have to be there, or can they do DLC that's like, haha, surprise, you weren't right? They can do that second kind because that's what they did with Mario Kart when they did the two extra things there. And then that's what they do for Smash Brothers.
Well, with Sword and Shield, there was only a couple Pokemon that were available in the game hidden, which was like the Gigantamax Melmetal, for example. But the Isle of Armor and Crown Tundra were not in the game code until like a week before.
Right.
So nobody could see, oh, they're going to add these Pokemon in Correct. Later. Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah, and then once the Isle of Armor got added, the Crown Tundra was there. It was just hidden. You could see all the Pokemon being planned for Crown Tundra when the data mine happened, but they scrubbed out. They just had placeholders for the horses. So people knew that there were going to be two new legendary Pokemon, but they didn't know what they were or
what they were going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am never on that like bandwagon of I need DLC before a game even comes out because I don't know if the game's going to be good. Like, so I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm excited for Snap though. I think it looks cool.
Probably going to get it. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be. Somebody came in my Twitch stream and they're like, are you going to play Snap until Diamond and Pearl came out? And I kind of laughed. I was like, oh boy, I don't think I'll be lucky if I'm playing Snap after a week.
Yeah, it's not going to be that much content. Yeah.
The release date falls after the 19th, and that is past the time that I can purchase things for myself.
You weren't going to get it anyways, Greg.
I mean, that didn't help.
It looks cool.
It's on my wish list. Y'all could buy it for me for my birthday if you really wanted me to play it.
But when I say like a game, like I don't expect to play the game after a week. One, I hope I'm wrong on that. I hope there's like so much replayability that there's things to do. But two, that's not like a bad thing. Like I picked up Uncharted 2, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they were all $60. And I played them over the course of 3 or 4 days, and I enjoyed them. And then I never touched them again. I didn't feel like I got ripped off. It was just like I played through the game. I liked the gameplay. I liked the story. It was good, but I have no desire to replay Uncharted 4 again. Like, I know it happens, but I don't think I wasted the $60. So I think for sure I will get huge enjoyment out of Pokemon Snap. I think I'll get my $60 worth easy, but I don't expect to be playing it every day for the next 2 months.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it redeems my initial when I rented Pokemon Snap from Potomac Video in Washington, D.C., and I played it for 2 days, and I was like, I don't understand this game, and this is not fun, and I brought it back in.
I mean, I'm going to be watching people play it, so.
I hope that there's not, I know what's going to happen. There's leaderboards in this game, so somebody's going to figure out the optimal way to get max points on a picture. And then it's going to be like the top 100 people are going to have 9999999.
The same photo.
It's going to be the same photo.
It'll be that shiny Charizard that's hidden in the game.
And that always happens with
Charizard.
No, shiny Illumina Charizard.
I'm excited. Okay, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we got some Pogo, we got some primers, we got some other stuff. Oh, Chilling Rains. Chilling Rains.
The rain again.
The coldest of rain is coming. We will be right back.
They put Skittles, Reese's Pieces, and M&M's in the same bowl. Skittles, Reese's Pieces, and M&M's in the same bowl.
And it's awesome, and it's awesome, and it's awesome, and it's awesome.
They put Skittles, Reese's Pieces, and M&M's in the same bowl.
And it's awesome, and it's awesome, and it's awesome, and it's awesome.
I did mix Skittles and M&M's.
Give me a bag of Sour Punch Bites for breakfast. Multicolored, pimple-shaped things.
They put Skittles, Reese's Pieces, and M&M's in the same bowl. Skittles, Reese's Pieces, and M&M's in the same bowl.
And it's awesome.
We are back from our break, and before we get to the news, Two things. I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, but Podchaser, which is like it's like IMBD, but for podcasts.
IMDB.
IMDB.
Internet
database.
Movie database. Yes.
Podchaser is doing their annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser. So if you go over, I'll leave a link in the show notes. But if you click on the link and review our podcast on their website, they will donate 25 cents to charity to Meals on Wheels. And then if I comment on your comment and say thank you for the comment, they'll double it. So 50 cents.
Oh, okay. So pro tip. You ready? Here's a quick and easy way to donate $1 to Meals on Wheels in under 5 minutes. It's like those Monster Hunter videos where it's like, gain 60,000 Kimura points in 5 minutes, blah, blah. Here you go. Under 5 minutes, you can do $1 of real money to Meals on Wheels. Number one, go to find PKMN Cast in Podchaser, leave a review. Number two, go to VRE in Podchaser, Very Random Encounters, leave a review. Number three, go to DriveCheck, a Cardfight Vanguard podcast in Podchaser, leave a review. Number four, go to the Carve in Podchaser, leave a review. Dollar, right there. And we're all three of us associated with each of those.
That is true.
Keeping it in the family.
That is true. I posted a link in the Slack. I'll post a link in the Slack and the Discord and then probably tweet it, but it'll be in the show notes. But Podchaser is the website. It has its own search bar. If you search for It's Super Effective or PKMN Cast, we pop up. But that goes until the end of April. So if you want to leave us a review, it helps us and it helps charity. So
yes,
there you go.
Also, pro tip, you can leave reviews for the podcast as a whole and for individual episodes.
Mm-hmm. You could.
So there's a particular episode of Drive Check, a card podcast that's your favorite. Possibly the one where my cat attacked my dog in the middle of the program. Go ahead, leave a review on that one.
Perfect. The other thing I wanted to mention is that so ISE has been a thing for almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years this January. I should not be talking for a living. I don't know how I got into this field, but I'm very bad at it.
Well, the thing is, you're better at talking than you are at reading. So yeah, if that was your choice,
I wasn't reading anything when I said that. In the last couple of weeks, I've been talking to different advertising companies. There's a lot of, normally if you listen to a podcast, there's ads at the front, mm-hmm. middle, end. And I have denied a lot of advertising companies over the years because I didn't like the ads they wanted to put onto the show, even though they offered me money because I care about the show. And so I would rather just make no money instead of having you guys suffer to make some money. But over the weekend, I think I've found a company. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is just being transparent, because if you start hearing ads, that would be the thing. But maybe, nothing works out. Maybe there is nothing. But I do get that question every now and then, especially on Twitch or in the Slack, where people are like, why doesn't your show run ads? And I've talked about that at length, of deals that they wanted to, but I didn't like the ads they wanted to. I didn't have a choice in the ads they wanted to run. And when I saw the ads, I was like, oh, no. Other reason I bring that up is only because starting in May, we're going to revamp the Patreon. I think we have 7 tiers of rewards. We're probably going to bring it down to 4. And then one of the base tier would be an ad-free version of the show. So if we do decide to go with ads and you don't want ads, the Patreon will have like a $5 a month. Get the show ad-free. You get to support it. You get to join the Slack. Pretty much the same thing. But we haven't revamped the rewards in Patreon in like 2 years. And I want to revamp them to make them feel more fulfilling. Because like right now, if you do like the $2, you get to join the Slack. But if you don't care about the Slack, you're not really getting anything. Whereas in this case, for like $5, you get to join the Slack. Or you get ad-free. Maybe you don't care about either. Maybe you just want to give me $5 a month. That's possible. Probably not.
That is not possible.
Greg, those Appleton plushes don't buy themselves.
That's true.
I mean, look at the wasteful spending.
I don't know if I'd call that wasteful.
Not either. It's pretty sweet.
That's a pretty... I don't like stuffed animals, but that Appleton is just calling to me.
I was telling Twitch chat the other day, Will, that you only have like one Pokemon plush and it's a Cyndaquil that I got you.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
I have a Sableye and I have a Flabébé.
So you're up to three now?
And I have a Victini.
Oh, you're up to four. This is where it starts.
I mean, that's four over 10 years.
Now you're gonna have a huge shelf of it, and then you're gonna have a basket. Cascade.
Well, in the new recording studio that is being set up right now, my shelf of stuffed animals and other memorabilia will be visible as I record in the current layout plan. So you will not only see my Pokemon stuffed animals, you will also see my Monster Hunter stuffed animals, my Georgetown memorabilia for having been a university employee for longer than most of our listeners have been alive.
Nice.
And my Xerneas and Yveltal figures of resin figure things that I never took out of the box. They're just dusty.
So anyways, nothing to be alarmed about for the future of the show, but I'll probably send an email to Patreons.
An email?
Just listing out the revamp and what to expect. Also, if you're already a patron and we change rewards, every reward will be grandfathered in. So, like, if you're already a producer and we change the producer from $45 to $46, I'm not going to be like, I need that extra dollar from you. It'll all be...
This is my time to finally stop giving you money.
Finally.
I think of the three of us, I give him the most.
Yes.
I don't know how we got in the situation.
End it now. Lawsuit will change everything.
This is to piggyback off the Pokemon Snap news. This is off PokemonGoLive.com, April 14th. I don't know why I felt obligated to read the date. Pokemon Go celebrates the release of new Pokemon Snap with a special event. In new Pokemon Snap, you'll travel to islands, variety of Pokemon. To celebrate the game's release, you can enjoy a Pokemon Go-inspired fun method of researching. This will be from Thursday, April 29th, to Sunday, May 2nd. Pokemon inspired by deserts, jungles, underwater from the Lentil region, such as Lotad, Cacnea, and Ducklet, will appear more in the wild. Smeargle will appear more in snapshots, and if you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Smeargle. Please note that Smeargle will only appear in snapshots a limited number of times, and while shiny Smeargle will no longer appear after the event is over, they've done this with Pikachus and hats.
But this is my only opportunity to get a shiny Smeargle.
Yeah, until they...
Yes, until they do it again.
Do it again.
I've got to start doing photos in Pokemon Go.
Look forward to event-exclusive research and timed research focused on taking snapshots. A camera avatar item and a camera-themed gift sticker will be available in the shop. The new gift sticker will also be available from Pokestops.
So the only thing different about shiny Smeargle is the paint on its tail, right?
Yeah, it's like a yellow instead of a white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, its tail is from green to red. Some other Pokemon Go news here is in partnership with Niantic's sustainability campaign, Clean Up to unlock in-game bonuses. This will be starting this week from Tuesday, April 20th to Sunday, April 25th. Binnacle, the two-handed Pokemon, will be making its debut.
I'm out.
Pokemon like Grimer, Drillbert, Trubbish, Ferrosseed. Yes, I'm saying Ferrosseed correctly. You are all saying it wrong.
There was a whole song about it.
And more will be appeared in the wild. If you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Trubbish. The following Pokemon will hatch from 5K eggs. Diglett, Tangela, Goldeen. Boy, they're really making 5K eggs bad here. Diglett, Tangela, Goldeen, Bidoof, Cherubi, Finneon, and Drillbur. Vileplume, Alolan Exeggutor, Trubbish, Binnacle will appear in raids. Complete event-exclusive field research to encounter Cottonee, Chespin, Binnacle, and more.
Are you sure it's not Binnacle?
It might be Binnacle.
Because it's two.
Yeah.
I don't have...
Is it in the thing?
I have not seen an anime episode with it. Two, my Pokedex app only goes up to Gen 5, so I don't know how to say any Gen 6 Pokemon. But Ferrosseed is definitely in that. There will be event-exclusive research, and a free t-shirt will be available in the shop. There is also the ability to unlock more rewards. If you can work you can work alongside players of Niantic Games to unlock special tiered in-game rewards by participating in the Niantic Sustainability Campaign in the real world. Those rewards will be from April 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the Tier 1, which is 2,500 activations, will unlock 5-star raids appearing more often. A Tier 2, which is 5,000 activations, a free bundle of 3 remote raid passes in the shop, and a Tier 3, which is 10,000 activations, will be 2 times the catch bonus, and all the rewards from Tier 1 and Tier 2. I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
Like, an activation is, like, you actually picking up real-life garbage, right?
Yeah, so looking at their thing is based on social sharing and the impactful actions taken by individuals will unlock in-game tier rewards. So you have to show yourself doing this on social media, I guess?
But 2,500 seems kind of low. 2,500 people picking up trash? Wouldn't they want more people to pick up trash?
I mean, that's a lot more people than pick up trash on an average day.
I mean, I'm going to say that the sharing part of it is the part that they probably will have a tough time getting people to do, post pictures of themselves on a social media. Like, I'm sure the social media team only wants to scroll through so many things trying to find examples of people doing this. Plus, they want it to be easy tiers so they can have a big hype that, you know, they're taking care of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Despite, you know, being on phones that are conceivably terrible for the planet.
There's like TikTok or Reddit Live. Reddit Live is like a thing where people pick up trash and they stream it. You've never been on Reddit where they have like...
Well, first of all, I don't
yes,
go
correct.
On Reddit.
I've never been on Reddit.
So if you're on like...
What is Reddit Live?
So if you're
why
on like...
take something bad?
If you're on like mobile Reddit,
uh-huh.
It'll show you all your normal posts. Like I subscribe to like r/Destiny or r/Monster Hunter. And then so those get filtered in.
I heard you're not supposed to go on normal Reddit. You're supposed to go on like Octillery, the Reddit client or something.
I don't have Octillery, but if the app existed, I would download it. Look, I got Reddit Gold, so I got like 8 years of Reddit Gold because I used to be on some other app that Reddit bought, and then Reddit was like, here's 8 years. Anyways, when you go through, it will show you, it will like randomly put in live. So it looks like a normal Reddit post, but it says live. And then you tap on it, and then it's like live video in the shape of Instagram or TikTok because it's vertical.
Okay.
And it's almost all people like playing guitar or playing piano. It's like mostly music people. But there's always a couple people that stick their phone at the end of like a claw, and then they're walking around their city picking up trash. So you're like,
who watches this?
And I was like, this is weird. And then I just found myself watching it, and it was like,
ASMR dudes. ASMR people.
It was Property like, Brothers for fun.
But it was like also inspiring of like, this dude's picking up trash in his neighborhood. That's so cool. Also, I kind of want to pick up trash in my neighborhood.
Oh, hey, if you are inspired to pick up trash, I will give you my home address because the people who were there before left all kinds of Chick-fil-A wrappers and all kinds of stuff that I don't want on my lawn.
It was very inspiring, but it's just like a nice thing to do, pick up trash. And then you can upvote it. So the thing on Reddit Live is like, because Reddit has their little awards. You give people Reddit Gold or Reddit Silver or Reddit Hugs.
Don't you have to pay for that stuff?
You do.
See, this is a scheme.
But when you give them like Reddit Gold, they get more airtime and they're featured longer on the app. And it's weird.
Yes.
Yes, it is very weird. Look, I didn't live through 10 years of a crying Native American to go out and pick up trash.
Correct.
You that have no idea how much trash there was in the 70s.
Television. That's so true. So true.
The world you live in is so clean.
Oh, man. It just like...
You don't have Native Americans standing on your corner crying anymore.
I was so validated when some random woman said to me, just confirmed, she's like, you know, I she said the same thing that I always think. I was like, I lived through the 70s. Be happy I just didn't throw the wrapper on the ground. I just like, that is what we were taught.
Yeah, there's no outside garbage cans. The outside was the garbage can.
Exactly.
And you just chucked it out of your car. Be happy I don't check it out of the car anymore.
Oh, man.
Well, in Wisconsin right now, we have all the snow melted, so now all the, like, the trash
all
is now
the
blooming.
Stuff is coming up.
Yeah.
It's just you need a good windstorm, and it all blows to the one house that put up a rent.
Blow it all into
fence.
Lake Michigan. Exactly.
Gosh. I've told this, I think I've said this before. I have like low income apartments behind my house. Mm-hmm. The landlord didn't shovel in front of the garbage cans. Trash guys, they like wouldn't take the garbage because they didn't want to try to dig the garbage cans out of the snow. So for 6 weeks, they never picked up the trash. And so the people behind the apartments, I mean, to be fair, it wasn't their responsibility to like shovel it out. They could have. I mean, it's their technically home. It's technically the landlord's. So they would just throw the trash bags behind the trash cans because you couldn't put it in the trash can. And the only reason that that eventually got cleaned up is because the snow eventually melted. It was like the long con. But I am one of the very few houses in my neighborhood that doesn't have a fence. So when wind blows, my yard is where some of the trash ends up. So I have this internal debate of, do I pick up the trash or do I check the weather app of whether it's going to be windy again? And is it going to then blow out of my yard?
This is a problem. Well, here, film yourself picking up the trash in your backyard.
There you go. And get free bonuses.
I'll tell you this, Captain Messy. My backyard doesn't have any trash in it.
Hey, I picked up all the trash yesterday in my yard because I had to mow the lawn. And my yard looks...
Mow the lawn? It's April.
My lawn looks better than everyone else's lawn right now.
Oh, yeah. Greg, when do I have to borrow your lawnmower? What month is that going to be? June?
May.
Okay.
May, June. You can actually probably get through May. Depends on how cold May is. But, like, nothing's growing right now because it's...
I got rabbits
snaps.
In my yard. Things are growing.
I got a rabbit in my yard. It was so cute.
We have rabbits too, but the dogs keep chasing them. So the rabbits don't stay for long.
If you got rabbits in your yard, you're mowing the grass way more often.
Why?
Because they're pooping, and the pooping is making the grass grow.
I don't think that's how that works.
That is 100% true, because they poop in circles, and then you have circles that grow. This is a true thing.
What?
Don't give me these looks. This is an audio podcast, but if you're watching on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe button. Leave a comment below about how rabbits poop in circles.
I need to link to the rabbit poop article, please.
Skittles rabbits. Last week, rabbits pooping this week. Welcome to the show. Leave us a 5-star review in iTunes.
Man.
I am doing a Google search. Rabbits poop in circles. I see nothing. I see that their poop is perfectly round. They have round poop. It looks like kibble, and my dogs try to eat it. But I'm not seeing circles of rabbit poop.
I will take pictures of my yard.
Look, whatever chemical treatment you're doing to your rabbits is not part of reality. We know you do weird things when you're bored. You stream from home. You don't leave. You go out there. You convince rabbits to poop in circles.
As he's trained them. Exactly. He's trained them to do that. They used to be called crop circles. Now that's not what they're called anymore. But I will say, I will take advantage of this opportunity that if any of... I have not lived in a house in probably 30 years. If any of our listeners have hot lawn care tips, please send them my way. Because I am out of my head. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. All they say is I'm responsible for the lawn.
Just
what that
it.
Means, I've had a
need?
Look at, there's a lot of rocks. I'm not sure what to do about the rocks.
Like,
in the grass?
Markers or just rocks in the grass?
It's like, it's almost like a prehistoric civilization tried to make a paving stone / rock patio.
I need you
and
to take a picture of your front yard and send it to me.
The front yard is not the problem. It's the extensive backyard.
You need to rake it up. You rake it up, you stick it in a bag, and you send the bag by your garbage, and then it goes away.
Speaking of poop,
I am not thrilled with my search engine right now.
The Pokemon Company International releases new Pokemon Primer book series for young trainers. See, that was a transition because...
Oh, it's not about time travel.
No, it's not.
Are these the ABC 123 books?
It is, yes.
Did you not get them as a subtle hint of your future plans?
I have them. They're right behind me. They're right.
Bring them out.
Okay, I'll grab them.
Quick, while he's away.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have my headphones on.
He's got that extension cord on the headphones.
They're right here. Nice. Look at how thick these are. Sorry.
This is thick pages
for kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, these are meant for very, very young kids. I got them.
Because they can chew on them pages. And
it's got like the solid, they're basically cardboard.
Yeah, these are pretty thick. I got them. The press release here says, Pikachu Press, the official publishing imprint from the Pokemon Company International, has released Pokemon Primers, a new book series for young children to journey into the world of Pokemon while learning about subjects like alphabets, numbers, shapes, and colors. Illustrated and designed by the in-house team over at the Pokemon Company International, Pokemon Primers ABC, Pokemon Primers 1-2-3 are now available at participating retailers around the world. The next books in the series, Pokemon Primers Colors, finally, I've been dying to learn about colors, and Pokemon Primers Shapes, you don't have to need that book, I already told you how rabbits poop, are now available in pre-order. You can pre-order though now. They'll be released in the future. I don't know. They're not saying specifically where you can pre-order, but like everything in the world, these were available on Amazon. I don't know if you could walk into a Barnes & Noble or another store and pre-order from them.
I will try to figure that out.
So this is on the Simon & Schuster site, which is also my publisher for my upcoming book in October. So if you go to the actual things, they have links to various independent bookshops that you can pre-order through. They will list them there. Please pre-order these books. Pre-order my book.
It says, quote, "We are thrilled to deliver Pikachu Press's first published Pokemon product for young trainers with new Pokemon Primer series," said Heather Dalgish. Sorry, Heather.
How is that spelled?
Dalgleish. See? Tough.
Dalgleish. Mm-hmm. But is it two words?
No, it's one.
Where is this press release?
Dalgleish.
It's on Pokemon's website.
Oh, it's on that. It's that one.
The director of publishing at the Pokemon Company International, quote, "With families spending more time together, these books will give kids and parents a fun, engaging way to learn about Pokemon while brushing up on their ABCs and 123s. Featuring adorable illustrations of popular Pokemon as well as captivating storylines, Pokemon Primers will come in a high-quality book style with over 100 flaps for children to interact with while developing foundation for learning. For kids and parents new to Pokemon, each book includes pronunciation guides for each Pokemon named." Starting in 2012, Pikachu Press is published. Started in 2012. Pikachu, really? I didn't think Pikachu Press was around for almost 10 years.
Well, what do you think the Squirtle book
think that was them. I thought that was a third party. Because people can buy licensing to the Pokemon Company.
I mean, do I need to go look at my Squirtle book?
I don't think that was 2012 though. Wasn't that early 2000?
That was a long time ago.
Pikachu Press is publishing imprint from the Pokemon Company International. Delivers exciting titles of formats such as activity books, sticker books, pop-up books that are perfect for children and young Pokemon fans. Yeah, no, I think these are really great. I'm really happy that they did this. I mean, I don't have kids, but my wife and I would eventually want to have kids. So I will put these in a tote. And they will live in the tote for several years. And then when we have kids, I don't know what's the record. When do you start teaching your kids ABCs? When they're 1 year old, 2 years old? I don't know.
Well, I know. I mean, our friend Patrick's baby boy is 2 months old?
Yep.
I believe he's already got copies of these books.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so Gumi is right here. And it says Gumi. But in the lowercase, it has capital G-O-O hyphen. M-E-E. Gumi.
Gumi.
Well, is there a binacle in there?
I don't know if there's a binacle. There's a Komala. Oh, we're on the beach. Look, this is for kids. They're not putting binacle in here. I don't want to scare the kids.
Give these kids nightmares.
Jeez.
Oh, well, you know, we passed the beach scene. These books are actually super adorable. They're very, very cute. I'm super happy with them.
I saw a Tepig.
These were sold out on Pokemon Center. But,
of course.
They were in stock at Amazon. And I'm assuming they're at Barnes & Noble and stuff, right?
Yeah, wherever books are sold.
The next time I go to that Barnes & Noble in Burnsville.
There's still Barnes & Noble in Burnsville?
Yeah, right across from the mall.
Hmm.
I will go in and see if they have...
Actually, I think there's still a Barnes & Noble in Roseville.
Probably.
For reference, I don't think these books are going to be worth like... I don't think you're supposed to put these books next to your Ancient Mew. You could try.
Maybe
they have Pikachu and Charizard in them.
Yeah.
You know, let them appreciate in value next to those Burger King gold coins. I don't think they're getting...
Pure gold.
I legit don't think they got scalped from Pokemon Center. I think there was a demand for this. Like, there are so many parents that used to be kids.
A lot of people have had babies in the
past. That's very true.
3 to 4 months. And it's like a lot of those people are Pokemon fans and said, well, now that I've got a baby, I've got to accessorize.
Yep.
And I might as well keep it in the franchise that I love.
Isn't that already a super hot industry anyways? Like, if you make stuff for kids, you are just boom.
Yeah.
Like that, it has a lot of money in it just in general.
I mean, people keep having kids, although less than they have in the past.
I make trebuchets for kids and I have not sold a single one.
I told you the marketing plan on those are not good. We need to develop a better slogan. Fling your kid doesn't sell them.
Well, I mean, kids like to be flung. I've seen that on the internet.
Chilling Rain. Speaking of things that'll probably sell out, new Pokemon
is
training.
Is this set good?
I think it will be better than Battle Styles, if that is your question.
And what spelling of Rain?
Yeehaw.
What is the official spelling
it's
of
Yeehaw it? The Yeehaw Rain.
That's for the listener who's not watching you shake your hands like you're cheering on a barbecue pit.
R-E-I-G-N, Rain.
Wait, R-E-I-G-N is not the Yeehaw Rain. That is the King Rain.
What's the thing that goes around its neck in
R-E-I-N.
R-E-I-N. Rain.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. That's why I've been asking you when you keep saying it's the Yeehaw one, and I'm like, I'm seeing it not be the Yeehaw one.
And I'm pretty sure rains don't go, they kind of go attached to the bit in the mouth.
Why is English the worst language ever?
Because it's been
slammed together from multiple languages.
You got rain from the sky, you got the Yeehaw rain, you got the King Rain.
Yes.
This is all bad.
The problem is English is like the Garbodor of languages.
Yes,
it's just like anything it can grab onto and suck in, it does it. And it's like,
hey, did you know that knife has a silent K at the front? So does knight.
Yes.
My Pikachu primer books don't teach me about the reins. The Roman reins.
What does it have for the letter K?
Oh boy. K it has Komala. Jigglypuff loves to... I don't think I'm allowed to read this per...
No.
Common creative rights or whatever.
Yeah, so I've seen the official Sword and Shield, what looks to be an official logo, and it's reign as in ruling over a kingdom.
I thought it was the...
Yeehaw. It
goes in the mouth, not around the neck. If you put it around the neck, you choke the horse.
Yes.
The horse bites on the bit.
It attaches to the bit.
Look, I don't have the ABC Primers horse teaching guide.
Have you never ridden a horse in your life?
Have you ridden a horse?
You haven't lived. Of course, yes. I rode a horse when I was like 4 years old.
What?
I rode a horse myself.
No, but I watched the episode of Full House with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, and they rode the horse, and then one of them fell off, and then they hurt their head, and I was traumatized from horses ever since. Do we not remember this episode?
First, I never watched that trash show.
Second, if you're riding a horse, wear a helmet.
Yeah,
she was wearing a helmet. She got a concussion. It was a storyline.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment below
Ashley,
of whether you like Mary-Kate or Ashley.
Which one was it? Which was it, Mary-Kate or Ashley?
I don't know which one.
You can never tell.
You can never tell. Not at that age, at least.
So, Chilling Rulership. Continue.
Today, this was March 31st, the Pokemon Company International unveiled the next expansion for the best-selling Pokemon trading card game, Sword and Shield Chilling Rain, launching... Wait, what is this sentence?
Send me the link and I'll tell you.
You're dividing it up in the wrong place.
Today,
you're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Best-selling Pokemon trading card game...
comma.
Next concept.
Sword and Shield Chilling Rain, comma, launching around the world June 18th, comma, 2021.
Yes. The best-selling part only applies to Pokemon trading card game, not Sword and Shield.
But what is it? Right. What is it best-selling in regards to what?
Card Fight Vanguard.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Universe's fighting system.
Wouldn't they just
World
say,
of Warcraft.
Though, the That's, Pokemon Company
that trading card game got discontinued.
The Pokemon Company unveiled the next expansion for the best card game because they're comparing
for their very super popular card game. Yes,
inspired by the Crown Tundra expansion and the Pokemon Sword and Shield video games, Sword and Shield Chilling Rain introduces 70 new battle style cards and trainers to improve their single strike and rapid strike decks. Calyrex will make its Pokemon TCG debut as a Pokemon V and a Pokemon VMAX in both Ice Rider and Shadow Rider forms, allowing players to bolster their decks or create new ones centered around this powerful Pokemon that will deliver exciting gameplay strategies. In addition, trainers can look forward to many new Pokemon V and VMAX, including and featuring Galarian Articuno, Galarian Zapdos, and Galarian Moltres. Available in booster packs, special collections, and two versions of Elite Trainer boxes. It took them a real long to get to this point. But they have now mastered putting out two different Elite Trainer boxes. You would think they've been doing this since day one. We put out a red, we put out a blue. We put out a gold, we put out a silver. Now, with battle styles, we put out a red one with an Urshifu and a blue one with an Urshifu. We got two more Elite Trainer boxes. One with Ice Rider, one with Shadow Rider. It will include eight VMAX Pokemon, 15 V Pokemon, 26 Full Art V, 28 Trainers, 13 Supporters, 13 Full Art Supporter Cards, 3 new Special Energy. Did I say how many cards total? I don't think they have
79.
70 new Battle Style Cards, but that's not all of the cards.
Well, my hot take / prediction is neither Calyrex card will be any good at all, or one of them will be really, really good, and then one of them will be really bad.
I think there are scans of them, because they come out in Japan at the end of the month.
I mean, I'll link what I found, and you tell me, because I don't understand.
Oh, it depends on the decks. You can't just look at a card on its own and judge.
Yeah, but can't you just, look at it and say, hey, this is a good attack, or hey, this
is a bad attack? Yeah, you can. I have them here. Okay, so... we'll start with Ice Rider Calyrex. First off, the art is very good.
The art is incredible.
It's a water type. We're looking at VMAX here.
Be better if it didn't have Calyrex on it, but sure.
So, two colorless. Emperor's Ride, 10 damage plus. This attack does 30 more damage for each of your opponent's bench Pokemon. So that is 30, 60, 90, 120, 150 plus 10. So 160 damage for two energy if they have a full bench.
It violates one of Will Anderson's fundamental rules of evaluating a trading card is if it depends on a decision your opponent made, it's not good. Because all they have to do is not bench Pokemon, and all of a sudden this card's not doing nothing.
I think
this attack isn't doing anything.
You're right. But in this format, currently, benches are being filled. Because of Dedenne, because of Crobat, because of Gossifleur, benches are stacked in this current format.
Okay.
So if this is forcing people not to play, that would be hurting current decks, which is the goal. So for two water energies, it's Max Lance, 10 damage plus. You may discard up to two energy cards from this Pokemon. If you do, this attack does 120 more damage for each energy card discarded in this way. So you are doing 250 damage for two energy and discarding, which is, in my opinion, incredibly good. Yeah, you can't discard three. You may discard up to two, so it caps at 250. But you could just do 130 for one energy discarding.
Well, yeah, don't overdo.
And then, so I think that's good. It's weak to metal Pokemon, which isn't a super dominant type right now. Well, There's Melmetal is probably the main metal deck. Shadow Rider Calyrex has an ability called Hellgate. Real weird that they're going to go with that, but that's probably...
We'll see how it's actually translated. Yeah, exactly.
But that's what it is in Japan. I'm sure the Pokemon Company International does want to go with that. Once during your turn, you may attach one psychic energy from your hand to one of your benched psychic Pokemon, then draw two cards. So that's good.
Any ability that
lets you attach a free energy is good. On top of also letting you draw cards, very good. And then for three colorless, so any energy you want, Max Geist, 10 plus damage. This attack does 30 more damage for each psychic energy attached to your Pokemon in play. So this is a very common mechanic that they use. So if you have three psychic energy on Calyrex, three psychic energy on a Gorgeist on your bench, that's 90, 90, 80. That's 190 damage between. So I think both of these Pokemon are good.
I think the Shadow Rider's better. If you can slot it into a deck, right?
Yeah. They seem good. They seem powerful.
Yeah, and also Shadow Rider's main attack is all colorless, so it's more flexible than Ice Rider, which has to have those water type energies. Well,
Psychic is doing pretty good right now in the TCG because of Mewbox, which is Mewtwo and Mewtwo and Mew tag team. There's usually a mechanic that psychic Pokemon sometimes have where they can take advantage of moves of Pokemon in the discard pile. So Mew and Mewtwo are the card this format. So if you discard like a Blaziken, Mewtwo's and Mew's ability is like, look at that Blaziken card. As long as you have the energy for it, you can use that move yourself. Why it's called a Mewtwo or Mew box is because you're taking a bunch of Pokemon that don't matter with the intention of discarding them just so you can use their moves for your Mewtwo and Mew. I don't remember the Pokemon before Mewtwo and Mew. It might have just been Mew itself. It might have been Mew Box before, but now it's Mewtwo Mew. Anyways, these cards seem good. That set comes out in June, although Japan gets this set in a week, I think. But that's how it
always is. Why not? I don't know. Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
That's all the news we got. That's it. Question of the week, Greg.
Okay. What is the question of the week? Question of the week this week.
I don't know what that was.
I don't think it was Doja Cat.
I've never listened to Doja Cat, so I wouldn't know.
You probably have and didn't realize.
That is possible.
Can we bring back the Post Malone concert? That was really good.
Yeah,
was
it's
it?
On YouTube.
Yeah,
let's
I
bring
like
it back every night if
I
that's what you want.
I was into it.
I watched it, and then it keeps suggesting that I should watch it. And I have to tell YouTube, I already watched this.
YouTube's algorithm is
it's
no
so
TikTok.
Bad.
It's really bad. It really is.
Like, I've watched Post Malone walk around singing his songs, and the one song that's vaguely related to the 25th anniversary.
This is from Chris. Do you think we will see Apricorn Balls in Pokemon Go, and how would they be used?
Which Chris?
Chris G.
Then the answer is no. No, obviously, they had their opportunity to do it when they did Johto. I mean, like, why would they do that now?
I think Apricorn Balls add a level of complexity into Pokemon Go that they don't want.
Mm. I could see them adding Apricorn Balls and making them extremely, extremely rare. I mean, they're pretty rare in Sword and Shield.
But for what purpose? What would they add them for? Like, what is that going to do for the game?
You catch a Buizel in a Love Ball, and then you transfer it to Pokemon Home, and now you put it into... The Buizel's not in Sword and Shield, but if it was, you put it into Sword and Shield, now you can breed Buizel in a Love Ball.
I mean, yeah, but that's like a super niche thing. That's not like a selling point. Like, a few people want to have more Apricorn Balls for breeding is not a reason to add it to Pokemon Go. Like, in the games, they all did different things, and those different things that they did were, A, broken, because it was Gen 2 a lot of the times.
Yeah, they
B,
didn't work.
Don't really apply to how Pokemon Go works now.
Yeah.
Like, I could maybe see an Apricorn Ball that would work more on an extra large or extra small, except you don't get to see that until after they're caught. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to make that determination before throwing it. So it would be decorative only, And since you can only get Premier Balls through raids, there would need to be a very specific reason to add these in, and I don't think there's ever going to be a reason to add them in.
So Pokemon Go is eventually going to catch up with all the Pokemon, right?
Eventually.
Yeah, so we're pretty much done with Well, the difference now compared to early Pokemon Go is Gen 3 had 130-some Pokemon. Gen 4 had 100-some Pokemon. Gen 5 had 150 Pokemon. Now we're like in the 70s and 80s. It's like very slim. So we're almost done with Gen 6. Gen 7 is probably going to be end of this year or early next year because they've been doing... And then we're at Gen 8, but we've already seen some Gen 8 stuff. Sirfetch, Ponyta, that kind of stuff. They will probably be caught up by the time Gen 9 comes out, and then finally they can do Gen 9 in Go and in video game form at the same time. That would be my guess, right?
Sure.
Maybe we get Gen 9 next year? I don't know, maybe?
You mean like 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 2023? Like a Pokemon game doesn't always have to come out in fall.
Right.
True.
Like, we got Black and White in spring.
Yes.
And we're getting Arceus Legends in technically winter, I guess, but January, February, March.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Or Q1, whatever that means.
Q1. So, March.
But... like, the more interesting question isn't, like, the Apricorn Balls. The more interesting question is, how do they get players to keep playing after they're caught up? Because they're not going to just end the game. The game makes too much money, and there's more things you can do. So do you add different Pokeballs just to keep those players engaged? Like, how do you turn this into... like, they probably have a 5-year plan, but they probably also have a 10-year plan.
Probably, yeah.
So I could only,
or
I could see them adding.
They're just flying by the seat of their pants.
I could see them adding Pokeball, like different Pokeballs just to add variety or just to have something to chase.
I think probably maybe as rewards for research tasks.
Yeah. So like in Sword and Shield, if you care about Apricorn Balls, they're rare, but you can grind them out. You can like hit up all the trees every day, hit up all the trees every day. If you're impatient, move your clock forward a day, hit up all the trees, and then just grind out the cram.
Oh, you mean cheat. Okay, yeah.
And you can get Apricorn Balls. And I think the Pokemon Company is really smart in realizing people like these and that they artificially made them rarer. Because in making them rarer, they give another reason to chase it, and they give another reason to breed, and then they give another reason to trade. Like, I only have 2 love balls. I'm going to use mine on a Buizel, and I'm going to use mine on a Zubat. Greg is going to use his on a Roselia and a Spinarak. And now I'm going to trade one of my Buizels for your Spinarak. And now instead of having 2 Pokemon and love balls, I have 4, and you have 4. I know Greg desperately loves Spinarak.
I feel like you don't know me anymore. I feel like we've reached the point in the relationship where you're just making things up about me.
I know that Greg likes Spinarak more than he likes Probopass.
Oh, yeah, everything before Probopass.
Exactly.
Probopass is garbage.
That's like more than 800 right there.
But you don't get that Apricorn thing in Go. Like, if I caught a Weasel and a Love Ball in Go, I can move it to Sword and Shield, but I can't, like, breed it in Sword and Shield.
Here is the money making opportunity, and Niantic, if you do this, you have to write me a check. You can change the Pokeball. You get Pokeballs, Apricorn Balls in Pokemon Go, and then you can change the ball that a Pokemon is in, but only in Pokemon Go. Greg, you want it.
I do want it.
Wait, what? Changing the Pokeballs?
Yeah. So I caught the Pokemon in an Ultra Ball, but I want it to be in, I don't know, what's one of the Apricorn Balls?
Love Ball.
Love Ball, sure, that's the easiest one. Then I just take it to the professor and I say, Professor, swap this Pokemon into a Love Ball. And he says, you've got five Love Balls.
That'll be $4.99.
Yep. Niantic, write me that check. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not rich, but I do like money.
They could do raids where it's like Valentine's Day. Instead of getting Premier Balls for your raid catching, you get Love Balls. They could do that. But again, that's just like cosmetic. But people care about cosmetics in Pokemon Go because I do, because I don't want to catch my shinies in a Great Ball because they look bad. Pokeball or Ultra Ball. No Great Balls.
Who even uses the Great Ball? No, no. Great Balls are for throwing away.
Yeah, Great Balls are for throwing away.
There's literally no use.
You keep the Ultra Balls for things you're too lazy to catch. You keep the Pokeballs for the Pokemon Go Plus.
No, that's it. Ultra Balls are for hand catching. Pokeballs are for Pokeball Plus. Exactly. Great Balls are for throwing away.
The question is, the other question not mentioned here is, do you think they ever introduced the Master Ball? But how would they do that? And why would you use it?
Pay $10, get a Master Ball.
Because if you find like a shiny,
one shiny.
If you find like a shiny Hitmonchan, I feel like Golden Raz Ultra Ball, you're fine.
Yet you'd be surprised that that one ran away from me. Or you can use it after a raid and just say, I want guaranteed catch of whatever this raid Pokemon is.
But shiny in a raid is guaranteed.
Well, okay, maybe I want the non-shiny.
That's true. Like, I only want to do one Landorus. Don't want to worry about catching it. Don't want to... They gave me 18 balls, but this can take too much time.
How many Kyogres have I done that I didn't catch a Kyogre?
It's because Kyogre was too far back. Had to move him forward.
How many Heatrans did we do at your bachelor party?
Was Heatran shiny even that at that point?
No, we just did them. And then we went to the wrong Denny's.
No, we went to the right Denny's.
Oh. Did we even end up going into the Denny's, or did we just have the Denny's fiasco and never showed up?
Oh, we ended up going to the wrong Denny's and went inside to the wrong Denny's.
Yeah, but it was good. I think the waitress called me hun.
I so don't
that
remember
is not
any
good.
Of this.
That is good service. When you get the hun.
I put that right out of my head.
I love the hun.
You are...
Pokemon.
You are something else.
Of the week.
All right. Is that your... Oof. You know what? When I rebooted the computer, I closed out the Pokemon of the week generating application.
It...
No. So the song, do you know the name of the song that it was based on?
I did, and then I've forgotten again.
The name of the song is This Must Be the Place.
Post Malone.
By the Talking Heads. Okay, the first clue was that the name of the band was Talking Heads, and then we talked about honeycombs and bees, and there was some flying stuff in there and a reference to Salandit, which is a Pokemon, and also a reference for a red spot on the head. All right. A lot of people got this one right.
Yeah, you made it too easy.
Okay. Who is it?
It's
Chatot.
There's no red spots on Chatot.
Combi.
It is Combi. And if you thought it was Vespiquen, then why was I heads? Vespiquen has one head.
Yeah, that's why you made it too easy. Chatot.
Of course it's got a great shuffle because it's the entire Pokemon.
I mean, it's not a hard Pokemon to just throw the whole thing up in there.
The shiny is decent. It reminds me of Honeycomb cereal. Full of Skittles.
Which, you know what? I have to apologize that I threw Honeycomb under the bus last week when I honestly meant Golden Grahams.
So
Honeycomb is a good cereal. Golden Grahams, garbage.
Okay, so this is the thing. I was at the grocery store today, and I saw a Golden Grahams box, and it said, now, honey is back. Where did the honey go? That's the only selling point of Golden Grahams for years. It was the sweet taste of honey. What did you do? What did you put on Golden Grahams and then you took it off and put honey back? Why did honey leave?
So I went, because you know the popcorn stores in my neighborhood?
Yes.
And they had a s'mores popcorn.
Ooh.
Which, yes, sounds like it should be tasty and delicious.
I feel like I've had
this.
They
made it using Golden Grahams.
I'm out.
As the mix-in.
Why would you do
that?
Why would you do that?
It was not good. There was no s'mores. Oof. Do we have trivia on Combi?
No, we don't have any. That's why we were talking about s'mores, because Combi's a boring Pokemon.
No, Combi's a fantastic Pokemon. All right, this week's Pokemon, for your consideration, we're going back to a more traditional style of the quiz, but still, please continue to listen to all of the words.
Last line only matters.
Since April 13th, 2021, we have been enjoying Rivals Week in Pokemon Go. While some of the featured rivals are obvious, Zangoose and Seviper are well known from Hawaiian lore, others don't come across as clearly. This week's Pokemon is actually being newly introduced to Pokemon Go as part of this event, along with three others from the Kalos region. It can be obtained through wild encounters, although I have heard this is quite rare, in one-star raids, and as a reward for completing a win-a-raid research task. Of the four new Kalos Pokemon introduced as part of this event, three share one of their types, but only two are monotype. Our Pokemon this week is actually not a good swimmer, but instead uses a jet-like method for propulsion. Back in the days when Mega Evolution was the main competitive thing, I ran a team that centered around Mega Blastoise. It has an ability, shared with this week's Pokemon, that boosts pulse moves by 50% of their power. I was surprised to discover at that time that Aura Sphere is actually a pulse move. This week's Pokemon can learn four of the seven known pulse moves, excluding Dark Pulse, Heal Pulse, and Origin Pulse. Another of the new Pokemon introduced to Go for Rivals Week can learn six of the seven, which is even more than Mega Blastoise could learn. That is enough information to figure out this week's Pokemon. There you go. And the last line didn't count. That was not.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for making it to the end. Do we have a secret word this week?
No. That's your secret word. Just go into Twitch and scream no.
No.
Don't tell them to do that.
Go into Twitch and just say, hey, hun. That'll be...
Hey, hun. Yeah. Hey, hun. Okay.
Hey, hun.
That'll be the secret term this week. If you want to follow us on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all that, Twitter, PKMNcast, PKMNcast, and then Reddit is r/supereffective. If you want to follow Will on Twitter at WashInTheSink, Greg on Twitter at WhiteWing, the Meals on Wheels, Wheels on Meals charity?
Meals on Wheels.
I was right the first time. On Podchaser. That link will be in the show notes, and that you have until the end of April to do that, to donate to charity. And leave us a review. You can leave us a review in iTunes as well, or Apple Podcasts, I should say, but that doesn't go to charity. But it does make me feel good. Especially when, like, the last review I think we got was like 300 parts.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was a good one.
It was a very good review.
But anyways, thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next week. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
super effective.
Super Spinarak is technically better than Probopath. Really is fighting for that line.
Slim margins.
Slim margins.
A top 700 Pokemon.
Top 800. I won't put it the last 98. I wouldn't throw it down that far because it's got a cute face on its back.
This podcast is supported and funded by Patreon. If you would like to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST. A huge shout out to the producers of our show, Kevin, Steven, Steph, Sean, Bovine, Potato, Patrick, Matthew, Kay, Catherine, Casey, Josh, Jetsy, Jessica, Horatio, Courtney, Brian, Brady, and a shout out to our three executive producers of Spencer, Joseph, and Anthony. Thank you so much for your support. If you too would like to support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community and join our Patreon, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST, or you can just head over to isc.cash. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.